Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Businesses across the state take a stand today against an effort to limit abortions in North Carolina. We're looking ahead at what's expected to happen this week as lawmakers continue their uphill battle.
And we have a severe level one risk for tomorrow. We're going to go over the timeline for those storms. It is a WRAL weather alert day tomorrow. Plus, Durham County holds its first ever day of remembrance today at schools as officials try to combat youth violence and save lives. We're breaking down what this day will entail and how you can get involved.
Also, it is time to try your luck. A new casino opens its doors today, and it's less than 2 hours from the Triangle. We have all the details, including an inside look. As we bring you inside our WRAL studio, we're glad you're giving us a look here this morning on a Monday. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Renee Chu. Speaking of luck, we are feeling lucky to be able to start your day and start the work week. Here we are at Monday already. Hope you had a wonderful Mother's Day weekend. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. Elizabeth, hope your Mother's Day was wonderful.
It was great, and I hope yours was too. It ended up being a beautiful day weather-wise, and we're seeing some of that this morning. The one thing that you'll notice when the sun comes up is it is fairly cloudy. Our temperatures are nice and mild, 66 degrees. We're going to see our winds coming right now out of the southeast, bringing in a little bit of moisture off of the Atlantic. So that's going to keep things a little grayer today. 59 in Fayetteville, 55 South Hill, 55 in Goldsboro, but from the Triangle area westward, temperatures are in the 60s right now. So it's a mild start out there. Our temperatures are cooler than they were yesterday in a lot of places, especially in our eastern towns, looking at as much as 10 to 13 degrees cooler than it was this time yesterday. We should drop down into the 50s around the Triangle area here in the next few hours. We'll see a lunchtime temperature of 73 and 76 for the high this afternoon. So it's stays cooler than it did over the weekend. We're going to transition to a wetter pattern starting tomorrow. Parts of the viewing area are under a level one risk for severe storms, and it is a WRAL weather alert day. I'll show you the timeline for the storms coming up.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Today, business owners who are against the abortion bill will show their support of the governor's veto. This comes as Republicans look to cement that effort into law as soon as this week. WRAL's Naya Harden is live in Raleigh with how businesses are now getting involved in the fight. Naya?
Well, this morning, at least a handful of businesses are saying no to those abortion changes to that bill. Owners like Ashley Christensen and David Meeker from Trophy Brewing have launched a petition for businesses against Senate Bill 20. This morning, they will hold a news conference to talk about the economic impacts of the abortion restrictions. Over the weekend, Governor Cooper participated in a rally saying he rejected the bill. The veto was signed at the rally. The bill would reduce the cutoff for many abortions from 20 weeks to 12 and add several other restrictions. Supporters say the bill will save lives, Cooper calling the bill dangerous. State Republicans have a supermajority in the House and Senate. A vote to override the veto is expected to happen this week. Businesses against the bill, they're going to meet here at Trophy Brewing at 10 o'clock this morning. Naya Harden, WRAL News in Raleigh.
We're working to learn more this morning about an ATV crash that left two people dead in Raleigh. It happened on Pool Road near Rust Street around 7 last night. Police say two people who were on the ATV died after the crash that also involved a car. The WRAL Breaking News Tracker was there on the scene. The person driving the car was not hurt. Police say that person is not expected to face charges. The crash forced Pool Road to be closed for several hours.
Tractor-trailer driver is dead this morning after a fiery crash in Nash County. Take a look at this shocking video a WRAL viewer sent us showing the tractor-trailer there engulfed in flames. Boy, what a scene. This happened around 2:30 Sunday afternoon on I-95 heading south near Sharpsburg and Sandy Cross. Authorities say the truck driver died at that scene. We are told a woman driving the other car involved in that accident was taken to the hospital with a broken ankle. Witnesses say the tractor trailer was in the right lane when it suddenly veered left into a car and took both of them off the road before slamming into a line of trees.
This morning, every student in Durham Public Schools will stop and take a moment to reflect on children who've died from gun violence. It's being called a Day of Remembrance. WRAL's Laura Levine joins us live from Durham with this new piece of a much larger effort. Laura.
Renee, good morning. Right now, we are here in the heart of downtown Durham, where a very important message will be on full display. A Durham Public Schools board member tells me that they really want to show young people that they care about them, that they care about protecting them. So at 10 o'clock this morning, students, schools, businesses, wherever you are invited to take a moment of silence to remember the young lives lost this year. They're calling this a day of remembrance. And this is after 18 people under the age of 18 have been shot in Durham so far this year. Four of them have died. City, county, and school leaders are coming together to show a commitment to safety and wellness for the young people of Durham. School board member Javina Lewis organized this to most importantly amplify the needs of young people with a goal to provide them with more positive lifestyle opportunities, including job training, employment, and extracurricular activities.
Some people respond differently how we grieve and how we show up and what we feel like we need to show kids. To me, this will show the children our humanity and connection with them, that we're remembering those that are loved, that we're loved and are loved, and that they are loved, that we're taking the time out to center them in their voice.
So happening here in downtown Durham at 5:30, they're going to have many city, county leaders here. They're going to read a resolution. They're also going to have spoken word by students, again, happening at 5:30 this afternoon. Laura Levine, WRAL News, live in Durham.
A Las Vegas-style casino just a short drive from the Triangle opens today. Flashing lights and screens of more than 700 slot machines coming to Caesars, Virginia. It's just across the state line in Danville, about an hour and a half drive from Raleigh. The casino opens inside a massive tent on the site of a future $650 million resort. It is expected to draw a lot of visitors from our area.
Kudos to Caesars Entertainment for making the decision to put this resort in Danville because of the draw across the state lines.
It is estimated 30% of traffic headed to that casino will come from the Triangle. The bigger resort is expected to open next year.
Today, North Carolina lawmakers are scheduled to roll out a new state budget proposal. One of the biggest topics is state employee pay. This year, there's more pressure because the state is struggling to hire people and keep them. State statistics show applications were down 43% last year compared to 2019. And more than one in three people who go to work for state agencies leave after less than a year. Our state government team dug into the numbers and what state lawmakers might do about it. You can read that story online at nccapital.com.
Happening today, people in Wake County are invited to share their thoughts in person on the county's new proposed budget. Commissioners want to hear how you feel about the next steps. There are two sessions happening today. You can drop in at 2 p.m. at the Wake County Justice Center Board Chambers. If that's too early for you, you can stop by the Wake County Commons Building. That session begins at 7 tonight.
Recession fears are growing this morning as the debt ceiling deadline looms. It's a week of action in Washington as lawmakers try to find some common ground. President Joe Biden is set to meet with top congressional leaders tomorrow to discuss a way to move forward. This meeting was originally set for last Friday, but was postponed. Sources close to the matter said that Biden had a productive meeting with staff over the weekend about the U.S. debt ceiling. If a deal is not reached and the U.S. defaults on its debt, it could have a ripple effect on businesses, the housing market, and even lead to job cuts.
Today, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is taking a big step toward announcing a run for president in 2024. NBC News reports DeSantis will move his political staff into a new base of operations. And because of the cost of that move, DeSantis will need to file candidacy paperwork with federal election officials within 15 days. This weekend, DeSantis made a surprise visit to Iowa, a key early state for presidential hopefuls.
I think Florida and Iowa are a source of hope. You know, we're going to have a chance pretty soon to make sure that's done in every state in this country. Yeah.
DeSantis' visit to Iowa came as former President Donald Trump was forced to cancel a Saturday night rally there because of severe weather.
Some major airlines begin cutting flights today. United Airlines is reducing its number of routes from airports in New York, which could cause a ripple effect at other airports, including RDU. Delta and American are also planning to drop flights for the summer travel season. This is happening because the FAA is facing a shortage of air traffic controllers.
Coming up on 440 right now on your Monday, they are installed in vehicles to help protect us during crashes. But now more than 67 million airbags could face a recall. We'll explain why you'll likely want to pump the brakes on this.
Plus, NBA star Ja Morant making headlines off the court once again. What he's accused of doing now that's landed him a new suspension just months after being punished for flashing a gun online.
And good morning here in Raleigh as you take a live look downtown right now. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center tracking new developments ahead of tomorrow's Weather Alert Day.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
It is 4:43, taking a live look at Sanford right now, and it's nice and quiet. When the sun comes up, you'll see a good bit of cloud cover, and today's going to stay mostly cloudy for us. So heading out the door this morning, you probably don't necessarily need a jacket. We're looking at 50s in our eastern towns, and from the Triangle area westward, we're looking at 60s. Temperatures may drop into the 50s. Should be pretty pleasant for exercising for today. It'll be a cloudy day, so it keeps our temperatures cooler. Instead of low 80s like we saw yesterday, we'll see mid-70s for this afternoon. Even though today's day is dry, we do have a WRAL weather alert day for tomorrow. We'll have a better chance of some scattered storms mid to late afternoon, and I'll walk you through Futurecast to show you the timeline where you are coming up.
We have new information this morning about a shooting that left a person dead in Cumberland County. Investigators with the sheriff's office say they're trying to find a man and a woman for questioning in that case. 40-year-old Tiffany Hines and 48-year-old Willie Bristol, both are from Fayetteville. Deputies responded to a shooting on Tramilla Drive shortly before 12:30 in the morning Sunday. They found the 31-year-old Shaniqua Colvin of Fayetteville also dead at that scene. So far, investigators have not said anything about possible charges.
Fayetteville police are investigating a fiery crash that killed a man. Authorities say a car hit a tree and burst into flames. Officers responded to this vehicle fire on Stony Point Drive shortly after 3 a.m. Sunday. The victim has been identified as 34-year-old Justin Tyner. Officials say he was dead inside the car and died from the impact of the crash. More than 67 billion airbags that could pose safety risks in a crash may face a recall, but the company that makes them is pushing back against regulators. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration wants airbag manufacturer ARC Automotive to recall the inflators. The agency says they could burst and release metal fragments. ARC is refusing to issue the recall, saying it happens too rarely to be considered a significant defect. The NHTSA acknowledges it is rare, but it has resulted in the death of at least one driver.
For the second time this season, Memphis Grizzlies suspend star player Ja Morant. This recent move came Sunday, hours after a video circulated online showing Morant flashing a gun on social media. The Grizzlies say the suspension is pending league review. It's only been 2 months since Morant was suspended from the NBA for a similar incident.
If you have student loans, you'll soon have to start paying them back again. Payments have been suspended since March 2020 because of the COVID-19 emergency. The Education Department says it's preparing to restart those payments now that the emergency has been lifted. A report shows student loan providers will start collecting again in October. This comes as the Biden administration's student loan forgiveness plan is being challenged in court.
Starting today, work is happening to clear invasive plants from the Eno River. The Department of Environmental Quality is treating the river to get rid of hydrilla. The plant is originally from Asia and somehow made its way here in the 1990s. It can hurt fish and other plants. The work to treat the river will continue through the end of August.
And it is 4:46. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner is tracking our weather. Tomorrow will be a WRAL weather alert day. Today, though, will stay mostly dry. Let's take a live look at downtown Raleigh right now if we can. We want to show you some blue lights that are dotting the skyline. And you will notice that there are a lot of blue lights all across the area this week, including our own tower. And that's for National Police Week. You will see light up in blue to signal our support for police officers. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner is tracking our severe weather alert day for tomorrow, Elizabeth.
So we do have the potential for some strong to severe thunderstorms arriving along with the front. We're going to walk through the timeline for that. You can definitely see the green shaded area here. It's a level one risk for severe storms, mostly in our northwestern counties. So it only includes a small portion of the viewing area, but it does, of course, spark a WRL weather alert day. Better chance for some stronger thunderstorms back across the mountains and into Tennessee. So here's a look at tomorrow. We could wake up to a few sprinkles in the morning tomorrow. This is a look at the beginning of the day. You can see up through 10 or 11 o'clock. There's up through lunchtime, and we're watching that, of course, moving on through with a chance for some scattered thunderstorms later on in the afternoon and evening. And we'll my computer model's having a moment there, but we'll walk through that again coming up in a little while. Taking a live look at Chapel Hill this morning, and you can see everything is nice and quiet. It will stay dry for today. Tomorrow's the day that we'll have a better chance of scattered thunderstorms, and the timeline would be, say, 3 to 5 p.m. 66 degrees is our temperature for right now if you're headed out around the Triangle area. By lunchtime, we climb into the low 70s, and we'll see highs only in the mid to upper 70s this afternoon. 76 in Raleigh, 75 Durham, a little bit warmer in Fayetteville at 82, but we will be cooler today because of the additional cloud cover. 79 is our normal high. We will pop up to 84 ahead of the front. We'll see warming temperatures behind the front. We actually have some really pretty weather in our forecast. 75 on Thursday. Thursday is really going to look nice. We'll have low humidity with temperatures in the mid 70s. And, you know, these days become more and more rare as we get closer and closer to June. Eventually, you know, everything will switch and, you know, it's just going to feel like summer with highs in the 80s and low 90s with lots of humidity. But our humidity is still looking good. Muggy meter shows 64 for tomorrow, which makes sense because we'll have some showers and thunderstorms. So that amount of moisture in the atmosphere really goes up. But if we're in the 40s and 50s in terms of our muggy meter, it feels really comfortable. So today shouldn't feel bad. And then once we get to Wednesday and into the end of the week, we should have some really beautiful days. Now, when you know it, we get into the weekend, we have a chance of some showers on Saturday. The weekend doesn't look like a washout by any means. We'll take a closer look at what we could see coming up.
It is 4:49. Top singers take center stage tonight on NBC's The Voice as the first round of live semifinals begin. We're catching up with some of the talent as they prepare to win votes.
Well, the Antiques Roadshow returns to Raleigh this year for the first time in more than 10 years. We have all the details for this week.
It is 4:53. Good morning, Lewisburg. Feeling very pleasant out there, starting off in the 60s. Today will be a little cooler than yesterday. We'll be in the mid-70s for a high. All new this morning, the top eight singers on NBC's The Voice are preparing for their very first live show, the semifinals.
Yeah, they're going to hit the stage tonight as they try to win America's votes with their voices, energy, and personality. Mark Barger has the contestants.
I'm gonna knock it out of the park. I'm calling it out right now.
Yeah.
Up until now, all of the validation on The Voice has come from the coaches.
Now I know I belong here. I know that, you know, I could possibly win this thing.
Send me your location.
The next step in pursuing the season 23 crown comes tonight.
Just leave it out there. Leave it all out there and just let the cars fall where they may.
Everybody is raving about your Billie Eilish.
The artists will each perform live for the first time this season.
I'm pretty nervous, but I'm sure I can conquer the nerves.
That is, until Voice fans start to weigh in with their votes.
I want you to sing this song just like that.
It makes you want to do better, so it's just pushing me to work harder. It's definitely, I'm definitely really nervous.
Viewers will choose all five finalists with tonight's instant save.
People are going to love it. It's going to be live.
We're excited, we're nervous, and we just can't wait to see what happens.
It's a night with the potential what a wicked game to play. To overwhelm. So one plan is very simple.
Just sing my song and hopefully everybody likes it.
But it sounds so good.
That's why Lanother is preparing
time is of the essence
to mix things up a bit.
Just be ready for a high energy performance.
Finding just the right song
tomorrow's another day
could put someone
over the top.
You just have this crazy range.
To make the top five, I can't even put it into words how surreal that would feel.
America is about to decide. Mark Barker, NBC News.
That's pressure, isn't it?
Well, high stakes, right? And quite a journey for them. It really is anyone's game.
And really for Blake Shelton, too. Side note, I mean, this is his last go-round here, and he's phased out, not going to coach next year.
A ceremony tonight will celebrate the grand opening of new apartments in Pittsboro. The Guild Apartments are opening tonight at the Mosaic at Chatham Park Development. That's off U.S. 501 north of U.S. 64. A new 12-foot interactive mosaic sculpture will also be unveiled at the ceremony. It all gets started at 4 this afternoon.
For the first time in 13 years, Antiques Roadshow is returning to Raleigh this week. You're looking at video from the last time the show stopped in the Triangle, 2010. The hit PBS series production tour will stop at the North Carolina Museum of Art tomorrow. Admission to the roadshow is free, but tickets are required. This will air in 2024, marking the show's 28th season.
Let's take a live look now at the WRL Azalea Garden and our century plant. It is now blooming for the only time in its life. The stalk grows rapidly and can reach impressive heights of up to 20 feet. Certainly taller than when we last saw it last week. You can come see it in the Azalea Garden as it completes its rare bloom. Or you can watch it from home, this live stream right now on WRL.com.
All right, just before the top of seven here, top of five, new restrictions on abortion hanging in the balance. North Carolina businesses are speaking out. Their message to lawmakers ahead of a key week in the battle on this issue.
Plus, students across Durham Public Schools will go quiet for a minute this morning. How their silence aims to address the issue of youth violence on this first ever Day of Remembrance.
And what to expect from the closest Las Vegas-style casino to the Triangle as it prepares to open today.